From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is getting set to receive the Nobel Peace Prize. The ceremony is due to begin in about an hour. Mr. Obama arrived in Oslo earlier today. He and his wife signed the guest book at the Nobel Institute, and the president met with Norway's prime minister. Appearing before reporters, Mr. Obama talked about what he believes is important to maintaining lasting peace around the world.
That means pursuing a world free of nuclear weapons over time and strengthening our mechanisms to avoid nuclear proliferation. That means addressing climate change in an effective way.
Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Robert Gates has arrived in Baghdad for an unannounced visit. He traveled to Baghdad from Afghanistan, where he told Afghan soldiers that the U.S. is looking forward to turning over security responsibilities to them. But he says that the U.S. will remain their partner for a long time and keep a large number of forces in the country even after Afghans take control. The large winter storm that's moved across the U.S. is blamed for at least 16 deaths, mostly as a result of traffic accidents. NPR's Kathy Lohr has the story.
The megastorm dumped a foot of snow over much of the Midwest and parts of New England. Blizzard conditions with biting winds blew snow into mammoth drifts, burying cars. 16 inches of snow was reported in Des Moines and 19 inches near Madison, Wisconsin. Thousands of people are still without power. While many got stuck in the snow, at least 3,000 students at the University of Wisconsin took advantage, holding a massive snowball fight. Classes there were canceled for the first time in 19 years. Now comes the bitter cold. Many schools across the Midwest will remain closed Thursday as frigid temperatures take hold with wind chills of up to 20 degrees below zero. A meteorologist with the National Weather Service says by Thursday night, it may have affected as much as two-thirds of the country. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.
There's another sign that perhaps the worst of the housing crisis has passed. New figures from a California-based firm show foreclosures fell in November and are now well below their all-time highs of this past summer. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
While the rate of foreclosure filings remains elevated above the 300,000 level for the month, a company that maintains an extensive database of foreclosed properties says filings fell 8% last month from October. RealtyTrack says November was the fourth straight month foreclosure activity, which includes things like default notices, foreclosure auctions, and bank repossessions, has declined. One in every 417 U.S. homes received a foreclosure notice. Four states, California, Florida, Illinois, and Michigan, accounted for more than half of all foreclosure filings in November. But while filings month to month have fallen, they are still up 18% from a year ago. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Pakistani intelligence agents are interrogating five detained Americans over possible links to extremists. U.S. officials believe the five are the young men who went missing more than a week ago from their homes in Northern Virginia and Washington, D.C. Pakistani police say they were staying at a house used by a militant group thought to have links to al-Qaeda. In a statement, the FBI says it's in contact with the men's families as well as law enforcement authorities in Pakistan. A sixth person said to be the father of one of the men has also been detained. South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford appears likely to serve out the last year of his term. A panel of state lawmakers has voted against impeachment after 2 weeks of hearings. From member station WFAE, Julie Rolls reports from Columbia.
Two recent polls show South Carolina voters are unhappy with Governor Sanford, but don't want him impeached. A panel of South Carolina lawmakers came to the same conclusion after considering ethics charges against Sanford and allegations that he was derelict in his duty as governor when he secretly went to Argentina to visit his mistress. The panel voted 6-1 against impeachment. Here's Republican Representative Gary Smith.
While I think that the actions of the governor, in some cases, were seriously stupid, I do not think that they rise to the level of serious misconduct.
The full House Judiciary Committee could overturn the panel's recommendation when it meets next week, but the committee's chairman says that's unlikely. They plan to censure Sanford instead. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose in Columbia.
Despite yesterday's gains on Wall Street, Asian stock markets mostly fell today, extending their losses into a third day. Tokyo's benchmark Nikkei stock average was down 1.5%. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.